Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska State Trooper and Soldotna resident Benjamin Strahan via phone faced arraignment at the Kenai Superior Court on Thursday. KSRM's Scott Hamilton was in the courtroom.
At the arraignment, only the judge and court clerk were in attendance, plus a few audience members, including three state troopers. All other parties were on the phone. No victims or witnesses called in during the short hearing. The judge confirmed the defendant's information, read the charges, and explained the possible penalties. The state provided more information to explain the possible flight risk of the defendant and other factors that were not covered in the charges. The state stated that the defendant moved to Alaska specifically to be a trooper and had zero ties in the community, posing a greater flight risk. The state also laid out the case, documenting a year of ongoing abuse covered by the main six charges. The public defender asked to allow the defendant to communicate with his wife, but to not discuss the case. Due to the severity of the charges and the strength of the state's case, bail was set at $100,000 cash appearance, $100,000 cash performance, and a third-party custodian must be provided by the defendant. The defendant may communicate with his wife, but cannot discuss the case and is to have no contact with any minors under 18 or any witnesses or victims in the case. The next hearings are set for late October or early November, depending on the defendant's state of release. For KSRM News, I'm Scott Hamilton.
Strahan was arrested by the Alaska State Troopers on Wednesday, October 13th. Strahan was accused of multiple counts of child sexual abuse. At a statewide press conference on Wednesday, Alaska Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell explained further.
On Saturday, October 9th, 2021, the Kenai Police Department notified the Alaska State Troopers of an allegation of sexual abuse of a minor against 39-year-old Soldotna resident Benjamin Strahan. Immediately upon receiving the report, investigators from Soldotna, Mattsu Valley, and Anchorage began an investigation into the allegations. The investigation found probable cause that Strahan sexually abused multiple victims within the last year. In partnership with the Alaska Department of Law Office of Special Prosecutions, Strahan was arrested on one count of sexual abuse of a minor in the first degree and six counts of sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree. Strahan was remanded to Wildwood pretrial.
Strahan has been an Alaska State Trooper since June of 2020 and has been assigned to the Soldotna Patrol during his entire career. Anyone who believes they may have been a victim of Strahan or has information that would be helpful to the investigation is encouraged to contact the Alaska State Troopers in Soldotna at 907-262-4453. You'll find the full details posted on our website at radiokenai.com. Legendary Alaskan and longtime Kenai Peninsula stalwart Clem Tillion died on Wednesday, October 13th, at the age of 96. Clem Tillion arrived in Alaska in 1947 aboard the SS Aleutian, established his longtime family home in Halibut Cove. Tillion served nine terms in Alaska State Legislature in both the House and Senate, first elected as a Republican to Alaska Legislature in 1962, serving in the 9th Alaska Legislature. Tillion was instrumental in modifying Governor Jay Hammond's legislation to establish Alaska's permanent fund, helping formulate legislation that was approved in the 1976 general election, forming the Alaska Permanent Fund. His final act in Alaska legislature in 1980 was to cast a lone vote against elimination of the Alaska state income tax. Tillion was a charter member of the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council and influenced state fishery policy for nearly six decades. He was a major player in the drafting and the enactment of numerous early fishery laws after statehood. Governor Dunleavy's order the Alaska state flags and the United States flags fly at half-staff sunrise to sunset on Monday, October 18th, 2021, in honor of former Senate President Clem Tillion. Soldotna police responded to a residence on Tai'i Street in Soldotna Saturday, October 2nd at approximately 12:02 a.m. to a suspicious male knocking on windows. Officers contacted Jimmy Singri, 47, of Soldotna, who was violating his court-ordered conditions of release by consuming alcohol and being at that location. While officers were attempting to arrest Singri, he pulled out a box cutter and threatened the officers with it. After a taser deployment, Singri was taken into custody and charged with two counts of assault in the third degree, violating his conditions of release and resisting arrest. Singri was taken to Wildwood and held without bail. Business owners and families separated by COVID-19 are celebrating after the Biden administration says it will reopen U.S. land borders to non-essential travel next month, ending a 19-month freeze. Travel across land borders from Canada and Mexico have been largely restricted to workers whose jobs are deemed essential. New rules will allow fully vaccinated foreign nationals to enter the U.S. regardless of the reason, starting in early November. Coming up, we'll take a look at the latest stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.